You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show that you're listening to is Teachable Moments. The host is me, Dork. The listener is you, dear listener. And the song that you just heard was Note to Self by Masank off of their album Once More with Feeling, released on Fanta Records earlier this year. Masank also performed at Victory Square Block Party this last weekend, which was such a blast. Despite the rain, wow, the people really powered through. But yeah, listen to each moment. CITR is one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of cool is cool, adjective, fancy, free. I don't know why, like, when I was building this playlist, just all of the songs are, like, pretty. It's more like dancey, like electronic-y, I guess, ambient-y than other episodes. And there's something, I was just like really attracted to like the lightness, I guess, of all the songs. So I kind of wanted to talk about that. But when I was kind of like prepping more, I like looked up fancy free, and it does not mean what I thought it meant. I thought that fancy free was just like chilling and like, yeah, carefree, light. Like, I thought it was just kind of like a cuter way to say carefree. But apparently it means you're single. It means you're not emotionally involved with or committed to anyone. You're free to do what you like and go where you like because you have no responsibilities such as a family or a relationship, and you're free from any emotional tie or influence, especially that of love. Which was really surprising to me because that's really not what I thought that phrase meant. And it's just so, like, I don't know. It's obviously it's a very dated term, fancy free. I'm fancy free. But I guess I just thought it was, like, literally, like, a fancy way to say free. But it, like, actually is, like, so, like, a fancy, like the noun fancy, which is not used anymore, was like a person that someone is like interested, like has like a little crush on, versus like the way that we use the word fancy, the adjective is like sophisticated or expensive in a way that is intended to impress. And we could do a whole episode on the word fancy. I kind of want to now. But yeah, it just was like kind of shocking to me that it meant single, like complimentary, like positive single. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about. Like how and maybe this is just like my association with this phrase, but like how kind of wholly positive like unattachment is seen to be sometimes, And I like not obviously we'll get into it. There's so many ways in which it's not. But yeah, like yeah, just kind of like the different connotations of that, I guess. But we're gonna move along first. This next song is Renin by Almaz and XO off of their EP Sat Wa Sada. Almaz is going to be performing this Thursday at Fortune Sound Club alongside many talented people. But I just want to shout out DJ Zift, who is a CITR Angel Homie classic. Just, yeah, sweet, sweet person. So 12 out of 10, recommend checking that show out. This is Renin, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard was Daisies by Yule off of their most recent release, Inferno. Just before that was Vought with Do You See Any Human in My Being off of their album, Vaught, and then opened that set with Renin by Almaz and XO off of their album Satwa Sada. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CHR 101.9 FM. The host is me, the listener is you, and today's session are cool is cool, adjective, fancy, free. So I talked about this a little bit, like what I was just kind of saying is like, I really thought that fancy free meant like worry free. And maybe that's just like, I heard this phrase when I was young and I never really like thought about it that much. But it just is like kind of, that's not what it means. It means that you're single. And so I've just kind of been thinking about like being single and like attitudes towards being single. And obviously they're so connected to age and gender and like the pressures to be in a relationship and stuff. Like it's so connected to like what people see as like normal or like what's your, are you in the place you're supposed to be? And I don't know, it's just kind of interesting. Like I don't obviously don't know that much, but like fancy free being such a dated term, like literally like the using fancy as a noun to like describe your crush is not really, no one does it anymore. It's dated. But like, I feel like it also is a bit of like, I don't know. It's a bit of a dated sentiment as well, being like, I'm fancy free. Like I'm so chillin'. Like, I don't know. Like there's something, it's like definitely like the thing to me about it is like, it's not just like single as being single as like positive. It's kind of like being in a relationship as negative, which I don't, I feel like so, and maybe this again is just like from my context of like my age and my like gender context, whatever. But the amount of like pressure that people feel to be in relationships, regardless of age, regardless of gender. And like, obviously like, yeah, it like, it changes, whatever. Like having like a very positive phrase that is like about being, that is like a genuinely about being carefree, being free from like influence, being free from like responsibilities. You can do where you can do whatever you want. You can go wherever you want because you are single. I just think that that's a really, and like now that I'm honestly, as I'm saying it out loud, like, I guess that's common. like, but I don't really think of it as very, I just think that it being such a dated term, like, I feel like it is coupled with kind of that sentiment being dated as well, especially seeing as like how it's evolved to kind of, in my understanding, to mean like just, yeah, just chilling. So I don't know. We'll think about it more. Let's think about it together. But first, let's listen to some music. So this next song is Going Nuts by Dita. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Going,
person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Can you put up my head? I've got a cross to bear. Tell me something I don't wanna hear, so I'm prepared. Can you come over and darling, or won't you say my name? You've been gassing up another flame, oh baby, babe. Skyline like a cat's eye, orange and pink and bright, making my way back inside. Loosening your hold on my hand, untethered from it all, everything according to plan. You got to dial now. You got to. I've got my wires knotted with yours. I'm hung up on hell. I want to. We've had this on hold for a while now. You want to be held. I'll trade you my eye for your eye now. Let's see what time will tell. Yeah, signaling from our side, reaching from my device.
Radio. Dial now. Beep beep. Clock's ticking. Pick up the phone. Hit our line.
I tried to dial you, baby, but I didn't get bound. Give me hash to the sound. Smile and more will fade it. I'm not thinking about it. I hit myself. I tried to dial you, baby. Oh,
drive me crazy.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Amnesia by Horsepower and Yellow Trash Can. Just before that was Eurostar and Fireball Kids' Dial Now off of their Kissing Booth Dial Now split, and then opened that set with Going Nuts by Dita, which is their most recent single. Today we're talking about cool adjective fancy free as carefree, as lightness, and just kind of like the confusion behind that phrase of like attachment meaning commitment, meaning it's heavy, meaning it's you're entrapped, as though like emotional vulnerability is a weight in your life. I just think that like I've been thinking a lot about what it means, I guess, to be single, and like when a relationship ends, how the way that people react to it, I think, is really interesting. And there's such a difference based on like how I think the way that people react is obviously very much informed by their experiences with like breakups and being single and stuff. And I don't know, like I just recently, for no particular reason, have just been reminded by like how unhappy I think a lot of people really are in relationships. And like being in relationships kind of like to be in one rather than because they like genuinely are like in love with another person. And this is really general, and like I have no data, but like when a relationship ends that like people saw as like good and healthy, I guess, like I don't know, there's the reaction is really the reaction when you kind of like know someone's relationship history and it is a little like sadder maybe. Like their reaction to seeing a happy relationship end is like really devastating to witness, I think. And I just think that people's attitudes towards relationships as something that's heavy, as something that like you want to be free from, is kind of confusing to me. And it's really sad, I think. But yeah, that's enough about that, because we gotta move on. This next song is Arrow Angel by Baby Eco, off of the most recent release, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Angel, don't you wait now? I wanna show this real.
attend the free Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, September 28th, to meet with the top universities and colleges from Canada and around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for some other fun options. For more information, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song you just heard was Sussy's Other Side, the Pedal Supply remix featuring Pedal Supply. Just before that was Astra King with the song Make Me Cry off of their album First Love, and then opened that set with Baby Ego with the song Arrow Angel off of their album O2O. You are listening to Teach a Moment, CTR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's session, we're cool is cool. Adjective, fancy, free. Just talking about relationships, because I didn't know that that phrase was about being single. But, like, we talk a lot on this show about, like, being cool as, like, being genuine. And I think that, like, care also, like, genuine, like, real care, which, like, obviously should be present in your relationships, is also genuine. And so, like, to care for something or someone, like, is very cool. Obviously, people have their own reasons for being in relationships and, like, good for them. But, like, I just feel like to be caring is to be cool. I don't know. Let's keep that in mind. As we listen to the song Rodeo by Saliva off of their Dog Star Rodeo Split on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories in the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We've reached the end of our show, unfortunately. But the song that you just heard was Jonah Yano's The Speed of Sound, the Suyu's Off-Speed Remix featuring Suyu. Just before that was Mintfield's Orchidia, and then opened that set with Rodeo by Saliva. Thanks so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments today. It was a bit of a ride, I like to think. Love is complicated, and wherever you are in your relationship journey is valid, and I hope that everyone is happy being single in the relationship they're in, etc. It's tough. It's tough out there. So we're going to close the show with Zune. This is their song Dodem off of their most recent release, Becca Ma Ingen, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.